Without further interruption, let's celebrate and suck some dick.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Coming up on the program today, does Mead Skelton have a drinking problem? The evidence is mounting. Plus, the soothing sounds of butter scatting. Lubricating your intestines with testosterone gel. And how many cock rings can you stack on your manhood before the gangrene sets in? Find out today.
That's how it is to be a nation of crack whore, drug addict, brain-damaged prostitutes. That's basically what we are. We're just a totally drugged out, cigarette burns all over us, mindlessly gibbering, watching Saturday morning cartoons, laying in a flea bag hotel with stains all over the carpet. We're just covered with slime. We just watch the TV gibbering and drooling. We don't have any front teeth. And the Federal Reserve just comes in with a nightstick if we ever argue and just beats us in the head. That's who we are. That really is who we are. We're a drugged out prostitute who weighs about 90 pounds with cigarette burns all over with clumps of hair falling out. A crack whore right on the end, right on the edge. Be dead soon. Be taken out and thrown in a river. Nobody in the world will care. Because after all, we were that crack whore. We were that arrogant, evil country. Sucked dry, totally imploded. And I'm sorry to use analogies like that, but that's what we are. A toothless crack whore with crust all over our eyes. We were once beautiful 18-year-old woman who ran away from home, ran away from the church, ran away from goodness. We were going to live on the streets. We were going to make it big in Hollywood. And now we're a crack whore with our hair falling out.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
I want to come while I eat your smelly, hairy, wet pussy.
Hot Dog and Jumbo will not be seen this morning so that we may bring you the following.
All right, hey freaks, Tim back here with you for your Tuesday episode of DV. Have a great one for you. At the top of the show, I've got a new theory about our friend Mead Skelton. This idea was formulated after watching his most recent live stream. He got on YouTube during St. Patrick's Day to sing a few Irish ditties. And it became clear to me, and let me know how you feel about this theory. Mead is an alcoholic. That's right, a full-blown, sloppy, barely functioning alcoholic. Those are lofty allegations, and I very well could be wrong, but I think I've got some evidence to back me up here. It's at least worth exploring. We're going to take this step by step. Now, at the beginning of the live stream, Mead doesn't even know where the camera is at. Keep in mind, he's the only person in the room, and he has set this all up himself.
Oh. All right, howdy, everybody. Welcome to... Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. I wore as much green as I could for you. Look, I got my green watch.
Yeah, this whole time he's looking to his right, and he's holding his arm up, but not into the camera.
You're over there. Right there. Hello there. So I got my green watch, and I went to Celtic service tonight at a church. That was nice.
Did you go to an Irish pub after services?
And I didn't do any drinking. Woo, drinking. You know, some people get drunk at communion, but I wasn't one of them. So let's do, I'm going to do something for you. Okay, I'm going to do a song for you. I think it's just the funniest thing. Okay.
I mean, what would you call this?
Sorry, I just have a case of the giggle. Okay. Okay, I have a case of the giggles, everybody. Okay, let's do a song for you. This is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Irish song that it's kind of... Oh, my chairs are squeaky. All right.
I mean, my man is all over the place here. Adding to that evidence of complete inebriation, I was thinking about Mead's weight loss journey, and he's always talking about how puffy he is, how bloated he is. That's definitely a side effect of drinking too much. Back to the live stream, Mead can't even get through the song. He's like fluttering his fingers, looking down at his keyboard. I don't think he knows what keys to press.
Ooh. All right, here we go.
And then at the end of the song, he also has some trouble. Oof. He's still trying to find the right keys to play there.
Yippee!
Jesus Christ.
Hey, hope you're doing well, buddy, party boy. Party boy is in the house, Whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah, party boy's in the house.
I mean, this is not typical Mead behavior, right?
TMB.
275 for the world's best chicken
burger. No, it's TMB. Typical Mead behavior. He is never this carefree and loose, you know?
And by the way, my new name on Discord is Noodle Stripped. So I hope I can find you on Discord. Discord. It's run by the you know who. Run by the people that run everything.
Now that's the Mead I recognize. Good old anti-Semitic Mead.
So folks, I'm doing fine. I assure you I've not had a touch to drink.
Now this is the second time he said he hasn't had a drink. Actually, in the comments, he says it again.
You know, I was thinking about it. I was thinking I was going to have like a little schnapps or something here and there, you know, because it is St. Patrick's Day.
Half the time you're wondering, oh, is he just pretending to sound drunk because it's St. Patrick's Day? Or is there really something going on here? And the fact that he's like fucking up his music and laughing, I don't know. It seems like if he didn't drink on purpose, someone slipped him something.
And we're just so happy that it's St. Patrick's Day because St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Throughout the live stream, his 8 viewers continually question his sobriety.
No, I have not been drinking, okay? I didn't have anything to drink. Why does everybody think that? I don't know what it is, what came over me, but all of a sudden I got the giggles. I just got very lightheaded. I don't know what it is.
I'm not drunk. I just can't form words. I slur my speech. The room is spinning. I feel a little nauseous. I'm lightheaded. Yeah. He composes himself and begins his next song. And about, I don't know, 30 seconds or a minute in, he fucks up again. Which, this is all very unusual for me. Usually he can get through his own goddamn songs.
It should never be there at all. With such pow in your smile, it should never, what the heck are we doing? Okay. Let's try that again, sorry.
Gotta say, I do like this Mead a lot more than the regular Mead.
There's a tear in your eye.
Good Lord.
And I'm wondering
what an
abortion
of a live stream. There are just so many great examples of Mead acting very strange. He's kind of breathing heavy a lot throughout this video. I don't know if that's normal for him.
Whoops. What's the highest note you can hit? The highest note I can hit is the high E flat. And your mama's brassiere.
Like, that doesn't even make sense. What is the joke there?
Just kidding. No, I can hit the high E flat. Let's see. No, it's not right. Okay. Sorry. Okay, there we go. Yeah, we're having a ball, aren't we?
No.
Let's try the Molly song. I'm supposed to do that one, right?
He completely forgot about hitting that high note. He also comes up with some other excuses, like an alcoholic, right?
Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm having a bad night, you see. Not because I'm drunk.
Yeah, I'm very uncomfortable. This is not a good setup.
Yeah, it's my setup. The piano's not facing the right way.
It's not the setup at all. This is not the right setup.
I like the window to my back.
That's why I'm not doing very well. That's why everybody thought I was drunk when I came on the show, because the setup is wrong and I got all huffy puffy.
That's so, not the reason.
That's why. That's
you think
what
you're
is,
drunk.
Folks.
People do call me out on that, by the way. They're like, no, that's not why we think you're drunk.
Boy, it's hot in here for March, isn't it? Isn't it, folks, a little hot in here? Ooh, I can... Yeah. All right, so that's a fun Irish song. I don't know who wrote that, but it's always when you sing absolute outbursts of giggling, you want it sounding like you were slurring your words. Oh, no. We all do that from time to time. Yeah, we all have the giggles.
And the slurring of words.
Yeah. Boy, it's hot in here for March, isn't it? And it feels a little hot.
Sweating
in here.
Up a storm.
Ooh, I can feel those beads of sweat popping out all over me. Yeah. What are we doing, folks? Okay. I look like Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man. These glasses make me look like Dustin Hoffman, you know?
Yeah, it's the glasses that make you look like Rain Man. All right, I think that's enough. I'll let you guys be the judge. What do you think? What's going on with Mead? Because something is going on there. I just hope he finds the help he so desperately needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol abuse, please, don't listen to Mead Skelton's music. It's only going to cause you to drink more. You thought I was going to give the number to a substance abuse hotline. It's not that kind of podcast, baby. You're on your own, assholes. Oh, you can use Google. Even drunk people can figure out how to use Google. Do you want me to hold your hand through this entire process? No! You got to do some of the work yourself here if you've got a problem. Take some responsibility, ass lips. For Christ's sakes, get your shit together. All right, let's move on. I have got some scat content for you. Now, before you immediately fast forward a few minutes, because let's face it, scat is an acquired taste, an acquired bitter, chewy, clay-like, disgusting taste. Thankfully, today I am not talking about the poop type of scat. I'm talking about the I'm a scat man. You know, that type of scat. Who knew I could scat so well? Somehow I still managed to surprise myself on a near daily basis with new talents and abilities I didn't even know I had. Like, you guys are so lucky to have found this podcast. I'm able to just give so much. All right, anyway, so here we've got I don't want to be rude here, but I don't know if this is a man or a woman. And I fear I will be canceled. Sorry. I think I'm turning into Mead here. I had whatever he was drinking. I'm going to be canceled. Well, that's kind of correct. I'm going to be canceled if I venture a gender guess here. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. Let's just take a listen to this person scatting.
I'm going to scat. I don't know if you know that what that is. I don't know how to explain it. So I'm just gonna start.
Okay. Let her rip, my friend.
Butter, butter, butter. Butter, 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 butter. Butter, butter, butter.
You sound like a cartoon car that's running out of gas.
Are you sure we have enough gasoline to make it?
Honey, I know how much fuel we're gonna need for the trip. Butter, 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 butter. Maybe I'm being too hard on them. They're just getting warmed up here.
Butter, butter, butter. Butter, 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 butter.
They are saying butter, right? Otherwise, I can't believe it's not butter.
Butter, butter, butter. Sorry, I must be nervous because I'm on a camera.
Oh, okay. Take two.
I'll do that again. One more time.
Butter, butter, butter.
Butter, butter, butter. Butter, butter, butter. Butter, butter, butter. Butter, butter, butter. Butter, butter, butter. Butter, butter, butter. Butter, butter, butter. Butter, butter.
I think we have a different idea of what scat is here. See, in this context, I thought scat was a musical term. They apparently meant scat as in complete shit. Also, just an observation here. When this person scats, they sound like a deaf person asking where the bathroom is at. You need to go where? Bedroom? Bathroom? You need to go pee? Or it's like an infant just kind of like starting to learn how to speak. You need your bottle? Ba-ba, ba-ba. You need your binky? Ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba.
That's all I'm showing for right now.
Even when they're talking, they kind of just end up grunting. Well, there you go. Some masterful scatting for your Tuesday. Still beats the other kind of scat, right? Can't believe it, but my scatting was better than this. Hey, it's not great, but it's better than just saying butter, 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 butter for a minute and a half. Do you guys remember a bunch of commercials in the, I don't know, late 80s, early 90s for Parquet, which was, I think, a margarine, right? It wasn't even butter, but the idea was it's better than butter. And in the commercials, the Parquet containers would just say butter, butter over and over.
When your family wants a spread with better buttery taste,
butter,
then Chef
butter.
Spread Country Crock.
Butter,
butter, butter. Hey, that butter's scatting.
Butter.
Better. That was a rare musical Parquet commercial. Here's another
Should
one.
Should impress my girl, Darlene.
Butter.
Oh, no.
Butter.
Your Parquet margarine.
Butter.
Hold it.
Butter, butter, butter.
My tuna surprise. Bologna roll-ups, candles, flowers, Parquet.
Butter, butter, butter.
Oh, she's here.
Butter.
All right. I'll taste you.
Butter, butter, butter.
Hey, you're really light. Creamy.
Butter, butter, butter.
Your butter.
Parquet.
Oh.
All right, enough of this. Let's move on, for Christ's sakes. I have a small update regarding one of our newer finds, the Futa-loving cockmaster. This is a guy who fantasizes about women with exceptionally large penises, like comically large. In other videos, he's expressed interest in female Pokemon characters, as long as they've got giant cocks. And in reality, he enjoys the company of trans women. At least that's what he masturbates to. So I've got a couple clips here from Futa Loving Cockmaster's most recent videos, including...
You should never underestimate the power of a trans girl's princess wand.
Yeah, this guy has accounts all over the place. So he's got like a YouTube channel, he's on Twitch, but also on Pornhub and OnlyFans, where you can watch him jerk off. And he does weird things like rolling up pillows or bedsheets and then attaching a photo of an anime rabbit with a huge cock, and then he penetrates the crevices of the pillow or something. There's a lot going on here. The man's a freak. When he's not recording a video for the porn sites, though, he'll use terminology like magic wand to refer to a trans woman's penis.
You should never underestimate the power of a trans girl's princess wand, because if she wants to cast spells on her boyfriend's intestinal or esophageal lining, she will lubricate it with testosterone gel, and she will dilate his boy pussy or make him gag on it.
I get what you're saying. Despite being hyper-sexualized, it came as no surprise to me that this guy has actually never touched a pussy.
I, Futa-loving Cockmaster, am 31. I identify as mostly straight.
Okay, alright.
And I have never touched a single vagina in my entire life.
Like most 31-year-old straight dudes. Right?
This is because I find them icky and gross, and also because women can get pregnant from there, and I'm extremely risk averse and neurotic, so I'm afraid she'll get pregnant if I put my penis there, because even if I'm using a condom, there's still a 1 in 1,000 chance she can get pregnant. And who has sex with a regular partner less than 3 times a day? You only need to have sex 3 times a day to get up to 1,000 times over the course of a year.
Yeah, it's a numbers game there. He's just playing the odds.
And also, my first experiences with condoms were bad. Like, they felt like a boa constrictor around my dick. So I kind of just figured I'd be happier doing side stuff and anal. But most of all, the reason why I have never touched a single vagina.
You love dick!
Is because I love penis.
Yep. Sheenus. Come on, use the correct terminology. You came up with it. You sell the merchandise on your website. Sheenus lover.
Penis. And I like tall women. I like clocky voices. And I like makeup. I like the way women look in makeup. I also like getting topped. It feels more intimate to me. And you know what? The majority of cis women who top men are crazy femdoms who expect you to lick their feet and perform cunnilingus on them half the time. So that rules out dating cis women who top men, because the patriarchy has memed nearly every last one of them to view topping and bottoming exclusively in terms of power dynamics. And that is my single biggest turnoff, because I am the most vanilla being in all of existence. My sexuality is literally penis go in and out of hole.
But you like to be topped, though, so it's the woman's penis going in and out of your hole. By the way, you can say you're the most vanilla guy in the world, but I'm looking at a Pornhub video of you in fishnet stockings getting ready to fuck a pillow that is supposed to represent Pokemon.
I'm doing a polyamorous chaser playthrough of Pokemon Infinite Fusion, where I nickname the Pokemon in my party after porn stars. And today, I attach the artwork of a Pokemon in my party to a body pillow. And I'm gonna cross-dress and have sex with it.
Oh yeah, he's also attached a sex toy into the pillow. Right?
Trans rights.
There's like a pussy sticking out of that thing. He's fucking the Poke pillow.
I wonder if this is what a Lopunny's insides feel like in real life.
Yeah, if you don't play the game, a Lopunny is a Pokemon that kind of looks like a rabbit. Look at the chapter artwork for a depiction of that thing, and you tell me, would you have sex with it? And if the answer is no, how about this? What if it's a Lopunny but has a giant cock, and she rams it inside of your hot little boy pussy? Now will you have sex with Lopunny? He is going to town.
And I'm hoping it also feels as good to ejaculate on a Lopunny as it's gonna feel to ejaculate on this printout.
Yeah, he comes on the Lopunny picture he printed out. We don't need to hear that. I can't believe this guy has never touched vagina before. What a shock.
A woman licking my balls for more than 3 seconds is enough to give me a fucking seizure. And you know what else? Not only am I vanilla in terms of sexual acts performed, I'm also vanilla in terms of sexual positions. Because my favorite ones are missionary and spooning.
I don't think Pokemon would let you spoon with them. These are creatures, after all. It's Charizard style or nothing. Take it or leave it there, big boy. Well, there you go. A little Futa-loving cockmaster update. And finally, before we get into the news today, we have a police altercation. Not exactly sure what prompted the police call. Maybe we'll learn that during the clip, but it does involve a very annoyed trans woman. So that was enough for me.
Okay. What's your last name?
Right. So
first name
at the top here, you're just hearing the police gather some information. Doesn't take her long to get pissed off over that.
Why do you want all my info?
Because I have to do a report on this?
Why you want my info?
Say what you will about trans people, but this person sounds like a woman. That's how they talk.
I don't even understand what this is all about. Why are you even here?
Because you called us, you stupid bitch.
Why are you guys questioning me when I'm the one that got attacked?
Listen.
Anyways,
hey.
It's honestly, it's like, honestly, you guys are...
That was one question too many, apparently. She is up and agitated.
Listen, you guys, you no.
Yes.
You are invading my privacy. You're invading my privacy because I need a lawyer and you need to move out because it's I'm going to go. I don't want to press charges.
Okay.
And if I want to press charges, that's why. Let me leave.
As far as I understand the situation, she's the one that called the cops, right? Once they come, it's like you can't tell them to just go away because you don't like all the questions.
Yes, I'm leaving. Let me leave.
You're not leaving.
Why am I not leaving?
Because I have another officer talking to the other people that were
involved. Well, I don't give a fuck.
So I'm going to speak
with
you.
Well, I'm not pressing charges. Okay, well, let me leave.
So if you want to have your chance to give me your side of the story,
I don't want to be here.
That's fine. So the faster that you cooperate,
can I go?
The faster you possibly leave then.
Can I go?
But
can I go?
No.
Is it wrong that I want this clip to end in a tasing?
No, because you... Honestly, you're stopping me. That's against the law.
We've got another law expert here.
That's against the law for me to stay here. That's against the law.
Stop.
You touch me.
I will.
That's against the law.
Okay.
By the way, as this video progresses, we start to get bits and pieces of what prompted all of this.
You're entrapping me.
Do you want to say
don't touch me. Look, you're touching me.
You threw a bottle at somebody's head.
No, I didn't throw no bottle. Nobody said.
Okay, then
I didn't throw no bottle. Nobody said. Don't touch me.
Please.
There's a 100% chance she did, in fact, throw a bottle at someone's head. The next 3 minutes is pretty much her just saying, "You can't touch me. I know my rights. You can't touch me."
Let me call 911.
So if you call 911.
I don't care.
Who do you think's going to come if you call 911? More police. That is not going to help you. It's kind of why you're dealing with the situation you're in now. It's because 911 was called.
I don't care. Let me see the fucking video.
There is no video.
There's no video. Why are you claiming?
Not only is there no video, but this woman has a good theory as to why people are saying she threw a bottle. Because they want to frame her.
Isn't that fucking legal? Bitch, you got me fucked up. You think I'm one of them fucking pussy-ass bitches that gonna sit there and fucking listen to your ugly-ass, nasty-ass, looking-ass, bitch-ass, your pussy-ass bitch? Fuck out of here, you fucking nasty-ass.
So she's still on the phone with 911, calling the police that's already there, a pussy-ass bitch. Let's see how this all plays out.
They're over here framing me. They're over here framing me. Just because I'm trans. Just because I'm trans, they're framing me. They're over here framing me because I'm trans. They're over here disrespecting me because I'm trans. They're framing me.
It's a hate crime is what it is. It's plain as day. Anyone can see it. This poor woman has been targeted. She's obviously 100% innocent of everything she's being accused of.
Yeah, bitch, shut up. They're framing me because I'm trans.
The 911 dispatcher so far is saying the exact same thing that the police officer is saying. Stop yelling! Now, you may remember from just a few seconds ago, her battle cry is, "You can't touch me." Well, we're going to test that out because the handcuffs are appearing.
You're going handcuffs.
No.
There you are.
No, why? How?
Stop. Take your purse off.
You see?
I'm surprised she's not screaming, "You can't touch me," because they're most definitely touching her. Maybe the gravity and reality of the situation is hitting her.
You see, they're arresting me. They're arresting
Stop.
Me for what?
Not take your purse off
for what? No. Arresting me for what? What am I doing? What? No, they're arresting me.
Well, you're being a cunt.
They're arresting me.
Okay, so she is aware of what's happening. Good.
Already got it.
Ma'am, this is Officer Haddad with Displains Police.
Hey, at least they're respecting her pronouns, calling her ma'am, you know.
I have a serious question for you.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as the one true Lord and Savior? No, that was not the serious question.
I have a serious question for you. You said that you were a transgender, correct?
Yeah.
Would you ever consider going on a date with a cop? Just a hypothetical question here.
Would you like a female officer to come here and search you then?
I don't give a f***.
Okay. And you spit on the car. Cool.
No. Well, that is not ladylike.
I have one. Can we get a female officer?
She spits multiple times at the police car. Dainty little flower she is.
Okay, why are you touching me?
Because I'm not going to have you spit on my car.
Man.
We're back to that.
Yeah, man, don't touch me like a man.
Oh, now she's mad that the man is touching her, even though he just asked, "Would you like a female officer to search you?" I don't give a fuck.
Hey, why are you touching me?
Because I'm not gonna be spit on
you.
I'm gonna sit on that.
Don't touch me like a man. You fucking.
Like that line of questioning gave her an idea. Oh yeah, I can scream at him for being a man touching me.
I'm a female.
Yes. And that's why
are you touching me like that? Bitch, don't f***ing touch me, you f***ing
He's touching her arm. Like, it's not like he's fingering her pussy or something. Why are you touching me like that? Are we on a date?
Don't stomp on my toes.
I'm not stomping on somebody's
toes. Yes, you did.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
With her big fucking size 13 feet.
Leave me the fuck alone. Why you guys are doing that to me?
You did it.
Why are you doing that?
Wow, she really is playing the victim here, even though she's spitting, trying to break his toes.
Really? You doing that to me?
I think this is the kind of Latina that Mead is attracted to. He likes those, you know, in charge type of broads.
Trying to elbow.
Those spicy Latinas.
I'm looking for a sweet señorita, hotter than tamales, spicier than fajita. I know she's out there somewhere for me. This is how it's gonna be.
You pussy ass bitch.
Latina girlfriend, say you'll stay, and you'll be mine forever.
You cannot touch me, you cannot touch me.
There'll be no hanky-panky neath the taco stand. We can dance across the Rio Grande.
That's against the law.
All right, well, there you go. Mead's dream woman there. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. If you enjoy Distorted View Daily, why not become a member of The Sideshow? When you subscribe, you'll gain access to all of the exclusive programs we do throughout the week. Now, typically I do 2 free episodes here on the feed, and then I do 3 Sideshow exclusive episodes, making this a daily podcast. Yes! Get your daily dose of distortion. Subscribe right now. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. You can sign up through the website, superfreaksideshow.com. If you go that route, you'll gain access to a RSS feed that you can plug into most podcasting apps. Works with Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, most of the big ones. Now, if you happen to use Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can also sign up right inside of those apps. If you go that route, you just tap a few times. Very easy to sign up that way, and you'll start to see all of these Sideshow exclusive episodes right alongside the free episodes in your feed. Again, you sign up directly inside of Spotify or Apple Podcasts. So a bunch of different ways to gain Sideshow access. For more information, check out superfreaksideshow.com. One other way to support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. Every little bit helps. There are some perks, though. Like if you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first. We have some higher tiers as well. If you pledge at least $20 a month, occasionally I send out DV merchandise. Or little goodies. As a matter of fact, I just sent out a bunch of Distorted View plushy logo-like pillow things. Nice description. To all of our higher-tier patrons. And those have tracking numbers and are en route to their destinations now. So that's pretty cool. You guys should be getting that sometime this week if you are a higher-tier patron. Patreon.com/DistortedView if you want to sign up over there. Okay, 3 very quick stories now. First up. We got one from Thailand here. A Thai man was taken to the hospital after attempting to insert his penis into 11 penis rings. That resulted in a medical emergency. Usually you just need 1 penis ring. I'm wondering exactly what this guy was doing. He was misusing the rings. Or my theory, and I don't want to perpetuate the stereotype that all Asian men's cocks are tiny, but I feel like he was possibly doubling up or 11 timesing it up because the rings kept slipping off. I think it was a girth issue for him. Unfortunately, this story does not include like x-rays or any sort of visual exhibits to help me out here. All we have are the words. The individual had to undergo surgery to remove the metal rings. Wow, they were. See, I was thinking they were like stretchy rings. I had this all wrong. I don't know what the heck this guy was doing with 11 rings. All right, he somehow managed to stack 11 rings on his dick. Good for you, sir. It caused his penis to swell and bruise severely, which led to him losing consciousness. The medical team faced challenges in cutting the rings due to the excessive swelling. Thankfully, the surgical procedure was ultimately successful, and the man is now recuperating in a Bangkok hospital ward. The man reported that he purchased the rings from a hardware stall. See, that was his first mistake. These are not cock rings, per se. These were just regular rings. Someone didn't know about promo code FREAK over there at adamandeve.com. You get yourself a real cock ring, one that was designed for the specific purpose of keeping your dick hard. I know what this guy was thinking. He went to the hardware store looking for rings that could, you know, possibly fit around his penis. And the only thing the hardware store had were, like, this package of rings that came in sets of a dozen or something. And he got it home and he's like, well, I bought 12 rings. I might as well use them all. Even though he really just, he just needed the one. The rest, unfortunately, is history. He put on the homemade devices when he was alone, only to realize his error as the metal rings painfully restricted his penis during an erection, which is kind of what cock rings do, right? He just couldn't get it off. He was quickly transported to the hospital as the swelling intensified. Penis rings, of course, are sometimes used during masturbation to enhance the feeling of fullness. Get you nice and plump. This practice, of course, carries risks. The embarrassment of a hospital visit is just one of those risks, but the possibility of lasting harm, like, that's the real risk involved. The condition can lead to irreversible damages, including penile gangrene, which doesn't sound great. That could result in amputation. A similar incident occurred in South Africa recently, where a man placed his wedding ring on his penis. Aww, poor guy. Little pencil dick freak. Yeah, he got his wedding ring on his penis. Surgeons struggled to remove the ring due to extreme swelling and the ring's size and strength, failing twice, even after the patient was sedated. Oh my God, did he die? I mean, you know, out of embarrassment? Yeah, the doctors failed twice, even after using an orthopedic oscillating saw. The third attempt, though, was successful after injections reduced the swelling just enough to allow doctors to slide the ring off. The man eventually made a full recovery. So there you go. Little penis news for your Tuesday. Second story we have for you today. We got one here from Jackson, Mississippi. Ex-police officer Michael Christian Green admitted guilt to a federal misdemeanor charge for making a detained man lick urine off a jail cell floor.
Women don't have very good aim, you know. So if this is your girlfriend peeing on your face, we're not sure where it's going to end up. It can be in your ear or in your eye or in your mouth. You don't know.
First thing is to start working the face.
Baby, now I gotta take a piss from my holes on your face.
You liquidated her, eh?
Don't. It's made of cougar piss. I'm not kidding.
Now that my bladder is full, starts to move to your face.
Just a little taste of piss from my hose. Back to the story here. Green, previously employed by the Pearl Police Department, was terminated following the December incident, captured on security footage in Pearl, a Jackson suburb. Green, who has a tattoo of a large cross and the word blessed on his arms, he's a holy man. He appeared calm in court. Well, of course, he's got Jesus on his side. He did not contest the allegations presented by the prosecutor. He pled guilty to the charge of deprivation of civil rights when questioned by Judge Andrew Harris. Pearl Mayor Jake Windham expressed his dismay at a news conference, criticizing Green's actions towards the detainee. While the court documents did not specify race, a Pearl spokesperson revealed that Green is white and the arrested individual is Latino.
You cannot touch me. You cannot touch me.
That's right. This Latino knows his rights.
You pussy ass bitch.
The incident occurred on December 23rd, right before Christmas, after a store disturbance led to the man's arrest. Security footage showed the man, identified by initials B.E., as in I need to be peeing. Yes, he attempted to inform Green of his need to urinate. After waiting, B urinated in a cell corner. The footage then depicted Green threatening B.E. with violence and forcing him to lick the urine, even capturing the act on his phone. The federal document emphasized that Green's actions lacked any governmental or law enforcement justification. Following the incident's discovery during Christmas weekend, Pearl officials initiated an investigation. Green resigned on December 27th. The victim was not present at Green's hearing, although he was contacted about attending. Green, currently out on bond, awaits sentencing on May 24th, facing up to a year in prison and a $10,000 fine. He's been ordered to relinquish his Mississippi law enforcement certification. Mayor Windham highlighted the swift response of the Pearl Police Department to the incident, contrasting it with the actions of the Goon Squad, a group of former officers who admitted guilt to a racially motivated assault last year in Rankin County, where Pearl is located. How about a real quick survey here? Should I keep calling you guys my freaks, or should we maybe update that term and you guys will now be known as the Goon Squad? I mean, we've been using freak since the very beginning of this show. Maybe it's time for a change. Although, what a rich history it is. I don't know if Goon Squad, I don't know if Goon Squad has staying power. I know I'll slip up and just end up calling you guys freaks anyway. Maybe we should just leave it after all. All right, final story we have for you today. A driver caught the attention of police in Cambridge over there in the UK earlier this year on January 24th when she had difficulty providing a breathalyzer reading by the roadside. It's because she was doing it wrong. Her natural instinct kicked in and she started sucking instead of blowing. Tracy Campbell had parked her car abruptly and exited the vehicle, prompting the officers to approach her. They noticed the smell of alcohol on her breasts, which is weird. Oh, sorry, I'm not wearing my glasses. The smell of alcohol was on her breath, and they attempted to administer a roadside breastalyzer test. What? No, breathalyzer, goddammit! I really need to get my eyes checked. It's been a couple of years. Campbell had trouble providing a proper sample, initially blowing and then sucking on the device, even asking the officer, "Am I blowing in or out?" Actually, I believe I have some audio here of the incident.
Big deep breath, seal your lips, and blow nice and slowly till tell you to stop.
Even if you have never encountered a breathalyzer test before, these instructions are pretty clear and easy to follow. Our girl here has some questions, though.
In her car in the middle of the road.
So what do I do?
Take a big, deep breath, seal your lips, and blow steadily until I tell you to stop.
That was the second time he explained it to her, and it still doesn't penetrate that sloshy rum and coke filled head of hers.
Blow.
Well, I'm blowing in or out.
How do you blow in? That's impossible.
What am I doing?
That's sucking.
No,
okay, I'm telling you to blow. Blow out like you're blowing up a balloon.
No, but I'm sucking in or sucking out.
No, I didn't say sucking. Blow. Okay?
Just blow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't worry. 5 to 6, that's received.
Blow out like you're blowing up a balloon, nice and slowly.
We're still trying to get a roadside.
Harder, keep going. Okay, you stopped. I told you to keep going, and you stopped.
When do I get to start sucking?
Well, after some struggle, Campbell managed to blow into the machine, but stopped prematurely. It's very frustrating when women do that, right? The officer warned her that she would be arrested if she failed to provide a satisfactory sample on the next attempt. She finally provided a sample that showed that she was 4 times over the legal limit for alcohol. On Friday, at Huntington Magistrates Court, 52-year-old Campbell from Ringfort Road in Cambridge pleaded guilty to drink driving. She was banned from driving for 2 years and 8 months and received an 18-month community order, including 120 hours of unpaid work. Apparently, Campbell had 3 previous convictions for drunk driving over a 20-year period. Police Constable Joe Wolf said that there was no excuse for drunk driving, and it was fortunate she did not cause harm to herself or other road users. So there you go. That's what's happening in the UK and your world today. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, you know I love to hear from you, and there are many ways to contact the program. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. Although if you pledge at least $5 over there on our Patreon account, you get access to a special voicemail. And yes, we do have some patrons checking in today. Also, don't forget I'm all over social media at DistortedView on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/DistortedViewShow, yada, yada, yada. All right, let's check in with some freaks. As I mentioned, we do have a patron caller. Yes?
Sam, this is Honest Dave from Florida.
Hello.
You know, the listener brought up Mead's birthday, and he's 45.
Yeah, so Mead's birthday is April 8th, as I learned yesterday. A caller informed me of that. So, yeah, he's older than me.
Ish. I'm 39. I felt like I was an adult for, I don't know, I've got two kids, I've been married for almost 10 years. Like, I've been an adult.
You're a baby compared to me.
An adult for a while. When did you feel like an adult?
Oh.
Because you don't really, like, obviously you have some very complicated things going on with Lord Douche. Also, do you ever feel like Lady Douche? Or do you feel like the Lord's Douche? But, like, when
I go right up his ass.
You feel like an adult? If you feel like an adult?
You know, it's strange because sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. The majority of time, I do not feel like I'm an adult. I gotta be honest with you. Even though I do adult things, right? I can be responsible, you know, and pay bills, do taxes, things around the house. You know, like, I do adult things, but I think on a day-to-day basis, because of the show, my mind is in a very, like, not adult place. I do a lot of immature things on this podcast. And doing this podcast is the biggest chunk of my day. It's hard to think of yourself as like an adult. I mean, I know I'm a grown-ass man, but I don't think of myself as like an adult. Like, I think often about how my dad acted. And I compare that to how I act. You know, when he was my age, he was like a very, like, just like a stoic, manly, go to work, provide for my family, grill meat, you know. That time, like a guy. Meanwhile, I'm singing songs, doing funny voices, laughing at people eating poop. It's like, how am I surviving? Like, how is this acceptable? You know what I mean? Like, this is not how people typically survive and go through life. You know, it's very odd. All right, next caller here is...
Okay, Tim Vu. This has been happening from time to time, and... Well, today's November 29th, so I'm figuring you're probably not going to play this until about January 15th.
Oh, you think, right? January, add a couple months to that. But, sorry.
I'm listening to surprise breast implants and a botched butt lift, that episode, dated November 26th.
Okay.
And at 6:39... there is a commercial.
We're at that part of the year. You guys remember back in November, there was a sponsor that popped up and was ruining everyone's listening experience.
From some other source plugged in.
Yeah, podcast hijacking me. By the way, running that ad and ruining your listening experience was totally worth it. I think I made like $40 from that ad.
And it's a commercial for some other podcast or something.
Yeah.
Now, I understand this is not a sideshow exclusive episode, but since when do you plug other people's commercials in like that? I mean, it's not an ad read. Anyway...
Yeah, I know. It was annoying, huh?
So I'm just wondering about that.
Well, you may recall prior to that, we had it was a real advertisement for some like Dragon Ball Z game, which I was fine with it. The reason why I was fine with that one is because I think it aired at the very beginning of the show, right? It didn't interrupt the flow, that very important flow of the show. I think in the future, because I do have the ability to turn that off, I think I'll just only accept pre-roll ads and not ones that pop up in the middle of the show, although sometimes they pay more, but you know, again, I'm not making much, if anything, with, you know, with those ads every once in a while. But yeah, I've turned them off for right now.
What up, nigga? Hey, I just want to let you know, although of course you won't hear this, and by the time you do hear it, I'm sure you'll know about it, but there's a documentary on HBO that's relatively new about the woman who calls herself Mother God or some shit.
I did hear about that from several freaks, and I have yet to watch that documentary.
Played a clip of
God, I gotta get to that.
Yelling about chicken.
Instead of just watching the Golden Girls over and over. Right.
Or something. She's just a drunk, fucking retarded idiot. Yeah, anyway, yeah. It's a 3-part series on HBO. I think it's called
Life. I just love what they did to her after she died. Like, it's this cult. We played clips from them when she was alive, actually. We covered them. But yeah, so the leader of this cult, this woman, finally died. She was very sick. And they left her in her bed to rot The one thing they did do for her, though, is like string Christmas lights. Like she was a tree or something. So she was all lit up, decaying. And that's what you want, you know. With a dead body, you really want to warm up that decomposing flesh with, you know, a bunch of, you know, light bulbs strung around it. Yeah. I see.
Long time listener, long time sideshow freak here. Why are you letting them put those damn commercials in the Sideshow Feed podcast?
Well, again, I don't want to rehash all of this, but the ads weren't appearing on the Sideshow exclusive episodes. It was the free episodes that everyone gets, and it's the same thing that Sideshow members get. But yes, no more of those.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is your old friend Felonious Fingers calling you.
This is really the downside for me when I'm so behind on these voicemails. I have to relive all of this goddamn nightmare.
The Chevy of moral indifference. And you probably addressed this already because I am not a Patreon.
Oh, no. If this has anything to do with commercials, I don't want to hear it. I have a feeling it is about the commercials, yeah.
I am not a Patreon. It's going to be February, maybe March by the time you get this voice.
Hey,
but
good.
Some of the recent episodes, they've got a commercial in them. And I know you had some commercials before the program. But some of these are like right in the middle of you talking about news stories and shit. It's really pissing me off. I'm not going to subscribe to Planet Visionaries or whatever the fuck that podcast was.
Planet Visionaries.
Just interrupted my sweet, sweet Timmy Boo.
Yeah.
You need to figure that out. I give you money. I'll give you more. Get the ad out of the middle of your show.
Oh, if you give me more money, I'll make sure there's no ads ever. So again, just to put a bow on this topic, I'm definitely going to turn off the mid-roll ads because the company that's placing the ads in the middle of the show, they just do it all willy-nilly. They don't find like a good spot. I think it's done automatically. They just probably find the exact middle of the episode. Even if I'm in the middle of a fucking word, it will just cut me off. So again, in the future, we'll just do commercials. I'll approve commercials for the very beginning of the show before I say anything. Better yet, you know, if you do run a large multinational corporation and you would like to spend oodles of money on commercials, I would be happy to do some live reads. And I'll do those anytime. If you contact me directly and you back up the Brinks truck or whatever, give me that sweet cash money, I will do an ad wherever you want me to. I'll turn the whole episode of DV into an ad. And I have no morals. Cigarette companies, call me. I could figure out some sly way to advertise your product to underage kids. I'll be real hush-hush about it. I ain't snitching to anyone. All right, thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
What the heck are we doing? Okay.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, a thumbs up or like, wherever you can rate and review podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Thursday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Black people matter. Yeah, black people matter.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.